dude.
How's it going?
It's going good. How are you?
Good. Hanging in there. Everything's going well.
First of all, did you listen to the Lilith highlight recording?
Yes, I did.
That's a lot of stuff, man. We covered a lot of stuff. And, of course, we'll let people listen to it and come to their own conclusions. What'd you think about all that information?
I mean, it's a lot of information. And even though it's been basically a year that has gone by, it seems like I'm learning more now than I learned then, even as we were going through it all and trying to figure out different things. And, you know, how does this all affect everything spiritually? How does it make a play with scripture and how to tie all those things in? And sometimes it's like, you know, you'd always mentioned before, people try to make their theories fit into scripture and mold it that way. And scripture doesn't necessarily say it is that way. And what I found out that we've done, you know, during the course of the years anyway, is found a connection where it does parallel one another. And with the investigation of the Sally House, the eclipse and everything that had taken place last year, I'm now wiser spiritually and understanding more. So I think for me, in anything, my eyes were opened up. And the connection for me also, because I had no idea there was going to be this eclipse. I mean, it totally, you know, was something that wasn't on my radar. And to know that this is the only eclipse, I believe, you know, of that kind in this century. So we're probably never going to live through another one of those eclipses. And I didn't really realize the significance, but here's what I'm thinking, and tell me if I'm wrong and you can take over from here. It seems like there was a wave of two major eclipses, one that we were caught right in the middle of, which was in and of itself, you know, astonishing that everything worked out that way for us to be there. And we felt that there did a lot of damage, you know, spiritually and you know, what was happening around the earth then. But this one just seemed to be that bigger wave that comes through and just kind of seals everything. So it's almost like it came in another wave. So that first one made way for this one. And I just think that there is a connection between both of them.
Well, from the one in August, which was, I think, the 21st, was a solar eclipse coinciding with the lunar eclipse.
Right.
There was another one on January 31st of this year. And then there was this one, and I think they said there's one more, but this one on the 27th, you're right, 103 minutes long. The entire celestial event lasted 4 hours from start to end, and it's been a century. It's the only time in the 21st century that it'll take place. So if we're alive during the next one, it'll be as AI, but we won't be alive human. Why? Well, I don't know. If the Lord comes back, we will be alive. Who knows? But it's interesting reading all this stuff and all the notes I got regarding this event. How, let me just say it this way, how far off I think people are. From my perspective, from what we do, nobody is tying this that I can see to the solar eclipse, lunar eclipse of August 21st, because very few people have talked about the fact that that eclipse was caused by a dark moon or the Lilith moon.
Right.
And I'm astounded by that. How do you miss the fact that this event coincides with that in so many different ways? Unlike the event in August, we didn't get this one at all. This was over Eastern Africa, Southern Africa, Central Asia, and was also seen over South America, Western Africa, Europe, Eastern Asia, and Australia. And I've seen the pictures from Israel and the Mediterranean. So it covered a very distinctly different area. And when we talk about some of the hidden messages, it'll make sense. But according to the notes I have is, it occurred on the same day that the planet Mars was at its highest point and its brightest in the sky. And it was the closest Mars has been to the Earth since 2003.
Huh.
And I'd have to go back and look at what kind of events happened during 2003. But we know that Mars has got some kind of a connection to the Fallen. We don't know. We believe that Mars has some kind of connection to the Fallen. Some kind of connection, I believe, to the war in heaven between Michael and Satan and the third against the two-third. My theory that somehow maybe they shattered the entire universe when they fought. So I don't know, because now they're saying that they have found an actual lake on Mars, not just the traces of what could be. Now they're saying, I read it today, I have to go back and look at the article, that they're saying they found an actual lake on Mars. So why all of a sudden does Mars have all of these elements that make it very similar to Earth? Was it a part of Earth at one point? Was the entire galaxy of our planet connected somehow? That wouldn't explain why they're perfectly round and spin the way they do, but over time, meteorites and things could occur. I don't know. I just know that somehow all of this ties together in this event at this time.
Right. I think whether we were to look at this, if I'm talking as like an overview, if we were to look at this on a scientific level, never mind just a spiritual level, even if you were doing research, I think it's pretty clear that something is definitely going on that's affecting things, the way the planets, the structure is. And I do believe you're right. I mean, we don't know how far back this goes as far as everything being aligned. Maybe somehow, some reason, they were all connected together. I mean, we know that the Book of Job does talk about where all the morning stars sang together, and we could talk about that as being angels. We could talk about that as the universe. So, yeah, I do believe there is some connection where everything might have been, I don't want to say one accord, but everything was kind of like connected together. Then you can look at some of the myths and things that have come out with Mars and how, you could look at the faces on Mars, or you can see something that appears to be a sphinx, the way your eyes and the way the lighting tricks that.
Right.
And, so, I mean, like I said, you could be more skeptical going into it, but there does seem to be a connection that's happening with Mars, with the moon, with Earth. I mean, there's this connection going on. And to back up what you said as far as what people aren't getting and why aren't they seeing these things, I can't answer that question, because I think there's the rational person out there that, even though they might not know too much about science or, spirituality or the Bible or anything like that, I think there is a select group who might not even be spiritual that can sense things are happening. And then you have, the spiritual people that really take it to the next level. And I'm talking, when I say spiritual, New Age and all their beliefs going into it. And then you have it from a Christian's perspective. And then you have the people that are like way out there that are not even on the field right now. They're just going about their business in this slumber, and just kind of existing and just throwing everything off and saying, I don't believe in that stuff, or that stuff doesn't appeal to me. And I want to say, how does it not appeal to you? Because even if you don't think that you're being affected by anything, you really are. You're just conforming to the society of, what the masses want you to do. So it's like, are you going to walk into it blindly and ignorant? Are you going to sense that something's going on? And then are you going to, like we do, is research it and try to go further into bring in some sort of resolve, or, maybe not the answer, but at least, we're in the game and keeping you on the field, and we're trying to give you those plays, because if not, it's going to just go crazy. And I think that's where we're at right now. We're at a point where things are going to start really taking a turn, in the favor, unfortunately, in the favor of the Fallen right now. I really believe that this is another chess move, one piece closer to doing what they need to do to return.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I don't think there's any doubt of that, especially when you look at the New Age people believe that this total eclipse, which was a blood moon also, had the energy to penetrate deep into the pit of people's soul, to shift them, to upgrade them to another level, but in the sense of their heightened sensitivity, doors and portals would be open. They would have intense feelings stirred up, old pains and old wounds. Well, you go back and you look at Lilith was almost the same thing, but it was about, I don't want to say vengeance, but that's really what Lilith is about. She stirs up a defense mechanism for the feminine spirit, which we saw with the Me Too movement, everything that's going on right now. Now right. We have this, caps it off, stirs up all these pains and all these emotions in a world and a society that's already on edge. So what took place during this event? I didn't immediately sense or feel anything. It took right. about 24 hours, 24 to 48 hours, to start to feel the uneasiness and that something wasn't right. I mean, I haven't been sleeping much anyway with all the dreams and the visions and the confrontations and everything that's been going on. There's just a weirdness in the air. I can't describe it. There is a feeling of intensity and uneasiness right now in the air.
Absolutely. And you know, I was doing some research on that too. And I'm going to agree with you on this one and verify that, and I can't debunk it because it does feel like that first day, because we couldn't be part of that eclipse as far as seeing those things like we experienced in Kansas. You kind of just forgot about it. You knew it was happening and you knew it happened, but you're kind of like, okay, it's not a big deal, or, you know, at least is what you feel is not a big deal. And then Saturday comes and still not feeling anything. And then Sunday comes and I still don't feel anything, but then hit me late last night. I thought about it. I'm like, you know something? These past few days, I've had a little bit of some anxiety, a little agitation at times, and I didn't even know why. It would just happen. So I did some research on the eclipse and how does it affect people. I mean, outside the spiritual camp, is there some type of scientific thing that happens that affects us here on Earth, and what are those things? And as soon as I did some searches, I found immediately a couple of things. There was anxiety. Hmm. Anxiety was a high thing that a lot of people experienced during the eclipse and 48 to 72 hours after. Then it was agitation, just how I was feeling, and it just went down into a whole thing. And here's the other one. You ready for this? Not only do you have anxiety and agitation, but you also have the sense that you feel betrayed. That was the other thing. It was like you feel somewhere that you're being betrayed. You really don't know who it is. You might try to second guess and figure that out. And in doing that, then you might have to turn around and accuse certain people to try to find out what they might have betrayed you, even though nothing could have happened. But this mind game that's being played with your emotions has you second guessing everything, even the people that you're around. Here's the other one. The other one was you could feel totally out of control of what is going on. You want to keep things in order. You want to be more grounded. You want to do all these things, and you just can't seem to get there. So what you end up doing is thinking about what you want to do, saying you're going to do something about it, but somewhere down the line, you end up getting caught up and you stay in this little bit of a slumber. And I'm reading this and I'm saying, this is so crazy because it was some of the emotions that I was feeling. And then the next one was feeling overwhelmed. And then from overwhelmed, you become emotional. And then it goes so far out there that it causes people to go into depression. And when I watched the cycle of reading all those things and identifying with a few of those, I'm trying to say, wow, okay, so here I am, you know, spiritually grounded, you know, than the average person, and I'm getting affected, and I'm having dreams, and I'm having these crazy things and these flashbacks and so many different things that it just kind of, it was like what you just said. It was like there were files being downloaded in my mind that I didn't want to have there. They were out of the computer already and the hard drive. And, you know, and then they all of a sudden kind of like got dumped from the trash back into my mind. And I'm like, what is going on? So if I can feel like this and get overwhelmed, imagine somebody who has no control at all, don't know what's going on, no spiritual grounding at all. how much that they're getting blindsided, whether they're going through a string of bad luck, a string of emotions, depressions, illness, who knows what's happening, how people are getting affected. That's just on a scientific level. That has nothing to do with taking it on the spiritual aspect. So if we can come up with things that are happening like that scientifically, imagine what's happening spiritually.
It's funny, 2 hours ago, my wife said to me, she goes, over the last couple of days, the enemy keeps reminding me of every mistake I've ever made.
Huh.
Until finally I had to say, you know what? That's under the blood and you have no right to accuse me. And you think about what you said, because one of the Wiccan websites I wrote down, under this energy, which matches what you said, under this energy, we may feel like acting impulsively, lashing out, doing something rash. We may also feel the heaviness of the world and in turn feel hopeless or uncertain about the future. And over the entire weekend, I was getting bombarded with all that. And I'm prayed up. This is what we do. But yet we're still picking up on the signal. So where's the signal coming from? We
right.
can say, oh, it's the earth, it's the moon. It's But wait a second. Here's the revelation I had. Somebody wrote me, and I'll share before we're done, asked me what my interpretation of this event was. And the first thing I said was, everything the enemy does is a counterfeit.
Uh-huh.
But then I started to realize this astrology, this worship of the stars, this ability to control people through celestial events, which goes all the way back to Babylon.
Right.
Was it just about control, or get ready for this one, was it about a massive communication system?
Wow.
With their demons, with their network of people, and all the humans that serve them? Okay, this is where we are in this period of time, and this is what I need you to do. Well, since they don't have the Holy Spirit, and since the hive mind isn't as powerful as they'd like it to be, they have to have another way to get the message out. They have to have another mass communication system, and that's what I think these stars and these planets do for them.
Wow, and I'm mind blown right now, because as you're talking, the only thing that I can think of is what this eclipse, what they do, and especially this one right here, almost, and I'm just blown away, that it almost forces you to do an over-the-air update. You know, when you have your phone and you have everything the way you want it, you don't want to upgrade, you don't want to do anything like that, and then all of a sudden, when you're sleeping, there's a force over-the-air update that
right.
changes everything. That's what I think what happened. It was almost like their next move to fully get through to everybody that they need to penetrate, whether they hit us with all these type of emotions, is maybe there was some sort of spiritual update that took place that is just that just kind of went through the world. And I mean, that's the only thing I can think of.
That's a great example.
You know, listening to you talk and then putting all the connecting the dots, I'm like, wow, we just downloaded something that we had no control of. And with people who are spiritual, and especially what we do with SRT, we're going to get it really hard. And when you start talking about stuff of being accused of things that you might have done, you know, many, many years ago, and it's been covered under the blood, who else would throw those past things into everybody's life and resurrect that?
It's the accuser of the brethren. Right, accuses us day and night. Now, think about this. They were counting on this shift, this new beginnings. But before that happened, it said that it will release, stir up, and activate old pains which you would have to purge. Well, wait a second. If you are wounded, you've been abused, you've had emotional issues, you know, we get older, we stuff them. If this event was meant to unsettle people under the guise of purging you and cleaning you out and stirring all those things up without the ability to heal you, without the ability to help you, what is it going to do? It's going to destroy them. And this is what this lady named Athena Parakis, PhD, founder of Sage Goddess, this is what she says. It will, last year's eclipse and this one now, creates an internal transformation that ultimately results in an external transformation, changes that mark a new beginning or a new end. Well, we saw what Lilith triggered. It triggered the Me Too movement, triggered this massive feminism. The eclipse in January was about the superwoman, all of these female superheroes that are basically taking over their pantheon of the DC and the Marvel Comics universe. It's almost like this massive shift under the guise of, well, we're bringing healing and equality. But no, you're not. You're bringing equality by pushing everybody else out of the way. How's that equality? That's just changing one intolerance for another. So now you've got this eclipse that has stirred everything up. And this particular one, according to their beliefs, I'm not saying this is biblical, I'm telling you what they believe, it had massive amounts of masculine cosmic energy swirling all at once that would become interactive socially in the world. Well, wait a second, Lilith was a feminine one. This one, which is under the guise of the sea goat, or was that Capricorn, the half, which was really Pan, half man, half goat, another right. hybrid. So you have Lilith, a female with the feet and the wings of a bird. You have Pan, who's half man, half goat. You have the sea goat. And you look at this and you can wipe it all away and say, oh, that's just paganistic nonsense. Or you could sift it like the dirt in the mountains and look for the gold, look for the nugget in here. There's something else going on, and we're feeling it, but we don't understand it. Church doesn't want to talk about it. Anybody who does talk about it misses the connection because they don't move in this world. They don't do this. What becomes the answer? I mean, sitting here and talking about it and then sharing this conversation with others, that's great, but what's going to come out of this?
Well, I can tell you this. Let's keep this going for our listeners out there. This was part of that article that I had read, and then I'm going to have some factual evidence to back some of that up. So the full moon makes the night sky significantly less dark. That was in my footnote here, right? For sensitive people, now listen, for sensitive people, it disturbs sleep, leading to statistically significant increases in road traffic collisions, psychiatric admissions, and all sorts of other sleep patterns and linked to not being able to sleep, wired, dwelling, depression, all those things going on. So what happens today in New England? And I texted you this earlier anyway. There was three major accidents on the road on Route 95, and that's that main strip that takes you through all of New England, from New York to Connecticut into Providence, all the way
down to Florida.
All the way, you got it, all the way down there. Three major accidents on the way. And that's something that doesn't happen like this in the morning. It's usually, especially Mondays, it's usually you drive into work and that's it. And you might be lucky if you see maybe the end of what was an accident, or maybe you do see one accident, but there was three major accidents. So I'm like, okay, so I take that mental note. I'm like, okay. So then later on, I go into work and the guy over there at work says, hey, if you got to go onto 95, don't go 95 south right now, heading toward Connecticut into New York, because there's some sort of accident going on and they're backed up for miles. That's four major accidents. And that backup was hours. And I believe it's still backed up. Okay. Mental note again, take that in. Okay. Now we're going beyond just coincidence. What is the other thing that I said to myself? What else could be affected? Maybe animals, maybe fish. What is happening? So what do I find out on the internet here where Musquamicket Beach is, which is something that never happens. It usually happens in Cape Cod, 3/4 of a mile from the shore of Musquamicket Beach was a 6-foot great white shark.
Yeah, I saw that on the news.
That was captured. That doesn't even happen. They never come that close in Westerly. You might find them out in Hyannis, Cape Cod, Nantucket, going over there. Never Rogan in this area. So now I'm saying, wow. So we've got moods, okay? We've got accidents. And then we've got the unnorm of certain fish, especially great whites, coming here in Westerly, which is almost going into Connecticut. Right. So what is really going on right now that's shifting here? And that's just this sequence here in New England. That has nothing to do with whatever's been happening over the world and what we might see over the next few days or read in the paper or see on the internet. These things are happening emotionally, physically, on the earth. It's affecting the environment. It's affecting people. And what you just said, once again, because you're on a roll. I got to hit this little button. Every time you hit it, I just got to just go bat. I just got to buzz it. But you hit it again. We can have this deep show like this and send this to our listeners. And how many people download it? It could get 1 million downloads. That's great, right? But what do you really do after you've heard this? Are you just going to say, wow, that was a fascinating show? Or are you going to try to say, maybe I should look into a little bit more about Lilith and more what's going on with some of the pagan, practices and beliefs and how their pantheons and the gods and Pan and, you know, kind of see if we can sift through some of that sand to find the gold, because you'd be surprised that you would find these things. You just, unfortunately, you have to go down certain roads to get there. But I believe there are a lot of nuggets that can be pulled just on the topics that we've talked about. And it's just a matter of how far do you take it after that?
Yeah, you mentioned the accidents. You know, I-4 is a mess in Florida. It was a badly designed road. Central Florida ties everything together. There's always accidents. But there was one today that even the news people said they'd never seen before. I forget, it tied up about I-4 about north of here. The accident was so bad, the engine was ripped from the car and was laying in the middle of the road while the rest of the car was on the side of the road. And I thought, wow, that must have been a horrific accident. And then today we went to visit grandson and spend some time there. And there's a lot of traffic in the area. They live near downtown Orlando. And the aggression with people cutting you off, no blinkers, they're coming whether you want them to or not. And there was just this agitation in my spirit that I knew that if somebody said the wrong thing, I could be off to the races really quick. I could just feel it. Even my wife has to point out to me, don't let it get to you. And you try not to, but you're not sleeping because you're so agitated by that. You are being inundated with these visuals and these memories. And like you and I have talked about over the last couple of weeks, over the last month, suddenly these reminders of our youth and the first car you drove, or the first girl you went out with, and how you broke her heart. And you're thinking, where is this coming from? I didn't watch anything. The last two nights alone, I didn't tell you this. The last two nights alone, I had two different sets of dreams that were in two different public areas that involved some kind of form of public rioting. And I was in the middle of a shootout. I was in the middle of this mass riot, and I didn't watch anything that triggered it. It wasn't on my mind. It wasn't something that came up. And in both of those situations, knowing that I had the supernatural ability, I still felt helpless. And I'm thinking, wow, I prayed over myself. I'm blocking this out. I'm not sleeping. I'm catching naps during the day, and I'm attributing it to the physical or whatever. But now I'm realizing, no, there's a shift that took place. It started in August during the solar eclipse. I don't know if this was the culmination or the next phase of it, but when you look at this full moon eclipse, it actually fell in Aquarius, but it sidelined up to the constellation Capricorn. Well, what is Capricorn? I know some people are going out there, why are you guys talking about this? No, 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 listen, follow me. Capricorn is a sea goat who's believed to be Pan. Well, I looked up Pan. I thought I knew a lot about Pan. I know he's Greek mythology, Greek religion. I know he's the god of the wild, the shepherds, nature. I know he's the god of lust and sexuality. He's represented as a satyr. I knew that, you know, he was connected to fertility and the god of lust. I'd forgotten where his temple is. Do you remember where Pan's temple is?
I'd have to say, if I remember Pan's temple.
Don't worry about it. Make it easy. It's at the
base. Make it easy.
It's at the base of Mount Hermon.
Is it really?
Yes. Pan's temple is at the base of Mount Hermon in this massive cave. You can go online and see it where they've carved out the rocks. It is a cold, clear stream that forms the headwaters of the Jordan River. Now, the reason you don't hear about this much is because there's no P in the Arabic language. So Pan, which would be Peneus, is known as Baneus with a B. But they all know that the foot of Mount Hermon, north of the Golan Heights, is Pan's Grotto. It's where his temple was. It's where the temple of Zeus also was, but to the side of it was Pan, and an area for Pan and his nymphs. The cave is still there. And the cave is made out of, guess what? Limestone.
Wait a minute. Is that... You know, I remember hearing the Temple of Pan now. Now that you've jarred my memory. Is that the same location? I want to say that I think it's the same location where Jesus... Where did Jesus promise Peter?
Okay, that two things rock. Happened there. Right. It was at that same spot, which is also called Caesarea Philippi.
Okay.
That he asked the question, who do you say the Son of Man is? It's at that exact spot, but it was at the top of Mount Hermon where they had the area of Transfiguration.
Wow.
Which I believe was an in-your-face to the fallen. You came down and did what you did here, so I'm going to have a meeting with Moses and Elijah.
Right, and I'm going to build my church now.
Right, and I'm going to give what? The gates of Hades, the gates of hell will not prevail.
Not
that's because the cave was right up the road.
Man.
The cave is right up the road. That cave of Pan, which was the center of pagan activity.
Wow.
Through 3 BC, was still active until 5 AD, and then it was abandoned. So you have the limestone recorded everything. You have the pagan activity continued to just shortly after the Lord was born. It had been absorbing all the energy, all the sacrifices, all the sexual ritual activity. And he's the representation of this particular eclipse. Are you kidding me?
Wow.
We had Lilith in August.
Come on.
And now we have this, two hybrid humans. Think about that. Pan, Greek mythology, half goat on the lower half, half human on the upper half. He's the son of Hermes, who Hermes is the messenger god. What does angel mean? Messenger.
Messenger.
Lilith is half woman, half bird. Really? Come on. Both Pan and Lilith are second generation. Pan could have been first generation. Lilith is second generation, but they're first and second generation Nephilim. And we just had two major events which they empowered somehow from somewhere. And here's another just FYI. Many Jewish scholars believe that the tribe of Dan settled at the base of Mount Hermon near Pan's cave.
Wow.
The tribe of Dan is the only tribe not mentioned in Revelation. Many people believe the Antichrist will come out of the tribe of Dan. This is what we just experienced this weekend. Now, we know that the Bible tells us that the stars are a sign. We know that. He uses them as a sign, as a calendar. He uses them to give us portents and warnings, signs and seasons. Psalm 19:1, heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims his handiwork. We know Genesis 1:14, he created them as a calendar, if you will. But they were also signs and portents of judgment. But if you're being warned of judgment, wouldn't that inspire you? Now, follow me here, and this is brand new. This just came up in my head.
Hot news,
hot off the presses. If you have been warned of judgment and you come under conviction, would you not stir up all the sludge and garbage from the past?
Right.
To give it over to God, to be healed and be cleaned and be forgiven. Because see, that's not what the enemy wants you to do. The enemy wants you to fret over it, wants you to be anxious by it. The enemy wants you to be upset with it. You're a failure. Nothing you've ever done succeeded. Rather than going, and I posted this on Facebook today, and it was inspired by some of this revelation. I also put it on Instagram. Today is the day of miracles and new beginnings, and if it doesn't happen today, it's going to happen tomorrow. But I'm going to keep the faith because I know that he's there for me and with me. But see, that's not what the enemy wants people to focus on. They want them to focus on the worship of the stars, literally. Why would I want to worship the stars? I'd rather worship the one that created the stars.
Right.
Give me a break. But that's not where they're telling you the power's coming from. The power's coming from the moon. The power's coming from all these things that are projecting their energy. So then you have to wonder, okay, are they telling the truth? Where's this energy coming from? Where do I believe that the fallen reside in the heavenlies? That's the atmospheric realm outside the earth. And then you have their fathers that are in the pit, but they're supernatural beings. They're massive amounts of electrical energy. Are they using the earth and all the things men have created to broadcast and communicate with their children? I think they are. I personally believe they are. But whether they are or not, the other guys can rule things from the heavenlies, from the atmospheric realm. I mean, when you start to look at all of this through that perspective, you begin to see this whole thing as a, I don't want to say a setup, but it's a manipulation that the church, for the most part, doesn't know what to do with. Oh, I don't want to hear about this. That's pagan. That's a cult. That's New Age. Don't talk to me. Oh, okay. Then why is your family a mess? Why is your life a mess? Why can't you stop doing what you're doing? I get it, sin and the inbred sin and, presumption. I get all that. But what else is doing it? You know, all these shows on television. I don't know if you've seen them on reality TV. The big thing now is crime, murder, bloodshed.
Yes.
It's like nonstop Discovery America, Destination America, ID, all these things. It's nonstop bloodshed and crime, and they never run out of stories. And they get worse and worse. You watch the news and you're going, wow, man, what is going on? This is really, really demonic and debased. I forget where it was last week. A woman kidnaps this baby to burn him to death. Takes him out to a railroad tracks and sets him on fire. Not to keep him. She just kidnapped him to kill him. I immediately see the demonic aspect of that.
Absolutely.
But all of that is happening in this time frame. Where did the Babylonians, who are the forerunners of everything we're talking about in astrology, where did they get their information from? I believe they got it from the fallen. I believe they got it from the original fallen, from the watchers, from the third that left with Satan. I believe all of their technology, all of their advances, all of their information, some of which we can't replicate, came from another source.
Right.
Mesopotamia, all those areas, of course. Then we get into Canaan and all that stuff. We are heading towards an end goal here. I don't see, no matter what happens politically, no matter what happens financially, I personally don't see how this all doesn't spiral off the rails. That this train, which we've been talking about for 10 years, doesn't finally go off the rails. I just don't see it.
I think at this point, as we take a look at everything that is happening, you know, every year we talk about, well, you have to wake up and you have to do this. And, you know, we have drove that, you know, and you know, committed to being that light in that darkness. And we're always going to shine the light. And all that stuff is inspiring. It's great. It's why we do it. We love to do it. But I got to say, Richard, you know, for me, and I'm sure definitely for you, especially you being a pastor for so many years, counseling so many different people, you have to just say to yourself, when is it enough to the point that I can't help you no more? I can't take it to that next level because it doesn't seem people are receiving and hearing what we're saying, but they're not executing that and they're not taking that information. And hopefully some are going out there and telling people what they've heard. But when does it come to a point where you can't do it no more? That you have to take the training wheels off and do it yourself. I remember you saying something years ago, and I don't even remember fully of how you said it, but it was more to the point. You made a reference of a son that you can only lead them to a certain place, and eventually you have to let them fall and you have to let them go. And, you know, obviously with raising children and doing those things, you've got to put on the tough parent pants, and I get all that stuff. And, you know, that's a whole other thing, but it follows the same here. When do you say to yourself, I can't do anymore, but what I need you to do is to take this information and tell other people and tell them and educate? when does it feel like we're banging our head against the wall? Because maybe the enemy has blocked the ears of a lot of people that we're talking to. Maybe the enemy is trying to discourage us from not going there. It seems to be this emotional battle of going back and forth. When is enough enough? And when are people are going to finally listen? And what is it going to take to get them to wake up?
You know, that's a really good question. While we've been on hiatus all these months, and while SRT has just been waiting for its next mission, those have been my thoughts. First is, what's the point? Now, I get the point from the heavenly perspective. We go somewhere, we shut things down, we close something, we interfere with something. I get all that. But when you look at the people that you've helped over the years, and then they don't do what you tell them they need to do, and they don't follow through on any of the instructions on what they need to do to maintain what we did for them, it gets frustrating. We say, what's the point? Why keep doing this? But you do it anyway, because maybe the next person will get it and you don't want to keep them from it. Even these shows, I watch these shows and I see every area in those scenarios where the one mistake got them to where they wound up with somebody dead, one mistake, one decision that was glaring. Why did you do that? Well, there's emotional reasons, there's spiritual reasons, but the fact is you did it. Doctor, it hurts when I do this. Well, don't do that. Yet people keep doing it. And we talk about this and we share it. Part of the frustration for me with Reflections in the Dark after all the years of doing it, one was the people plagiarizing, stealing the information. Okay, not much I can do about that. But two, it was like if we weren't giving them the oohs and the ahs and the ear-tickling stuff, they wandered away. Huh. And you kept the core audience, the people that really wanted to hear what you had to say. But in the midst of this shift, it's hard to explain unless you've been in a riot. I know I've talked about this before, doing security in the middle of a riot. There's only so many people you can help at a time. Some people are going to get hurt. Some people are going to get injured. They may get cut. They may get stabbed. I've got to focus on who I'm being paid to focus on and also protect myself. When chaos happens, and remember, that's what Lilith and the eclipse was about, chaos. When chaos happens, your training kicks in. Can you focus in the midst of chaos? It's amazing how this all ties together. Seeing the pictures, but I finally read the story of this female police officer. I don't know where she was. I have to go back and find the original news story. Woman, attractive, blonde. She probably wasn't that big. She gets called to a disturbance, and the perpetrator is a collegiate athlete, a male.
Huh.
Who, her canine and the police stick and nothing she did could stop this guy. He was on something. And she said, I fought him for what felt like hours, but it was only 5 minutes. But it was a nonstop drag-out brawl with her dog continuing to bite him while he's wailing on her and trying to get to her gun. And she took a beating, broken nose, shattered sinus. She posted pictures of herself, but this is what she said. Said, what got me through was my training. I didn't panic. I didn't get overwhelmed. I focused on what was going on at that moment, knowing that sooner or later my backup would arrive, and they did, and it took a bunch of them to take this guy down, and she was a bloody mess. But she said, thank God that I participated in my training and I kept up with it. And I said, wow, the supernatural implications here are tremendous.
Huh.
The spiritual warfare that I was teaching back in the 80s, I'm still teaching, and I'm still applying, but people don't want to hear it. They want to hear the new. They want to hear the exciting. They want to hear the magic words or the magic letters. Well, do you speak in Hebrew? And do you know the magical letters? And can you bring the power out? And I'm like, what?
Huh.
What has that got to do with anything, man? You're in a battle with something that's thousands of millions of years old that was here at the beginning of time. I know one thing. I know the name. I know the spirit inside of me is what raised them from the dead. I know certain key scriptures that will always flow from my mouth. But as you well know, when it kicks off, if you let what you're feeling and you're seeing get through to you, you're going to freeze, as we've seen people do.
Huh.
It's all about the training. It's all about the prayer time. It's all about the particulars, like this eclipse. What does it mean? What does it mean to me? And that was what this friend of mine would, just out of the blue the other day, sent me this quote from this New Age site, and she goes, now what do you think it means? So I said, look, I believe the counterfeit always reveals something about the real, and vice versa. If the enemy is offering a counterfeit, what are they mimicking? This particular eclipse was, I believe, a completion of what began back in August of last year during the solar eclipse. That eclipse was caused by a dark moon or a Lilith moon. This eclipse is caused by the sea goat moon. What does it mean for us? I believe it means a time of completion by the enemy for a radical change or war against the system of God. One of the New Age sites talked about a harvest, meaning reaping what is owed to you from the universe. And that word jumped out at me. They're looking for a harvest. Shouldn't we be looking for one? Shouldn't we be watching for a harvest? Why is the enemy, and you know, we've asked this question over 10 years, why is the enemy accumulating so much power?
Huh. Wow, there's a lot of food for thought in that. And everything that you have just explained pretty well sums up what do we do as believers and what we do with SRT, knowing that things are going to happen. And you know what's frustrating for me? Obviously, you've dealt with it years prior in you know, pastoring, you know, and some of the stories that you've shared, it's like it does take a certain type of person that can work with people dealing with that stuff, the ones that are oppressed, and in those situations are tough. But when you look at everything now and where it's going, I guess my whole thought is, it's so frustrating because you know it's real and you know what's happening. And like you said, if we did a quick summary on this whole show, there are some things that we go under speculation with when we're dealing with zodiacs and stuff like that. And sometimes you've got to weed out a lot of stuff, you know, to get to where you need to go. But you still need to go into those uncharted areas to find some sort of nugget to pull out to start to piece together your search, your quest, and what you're trying to do. But I mean, it just, for me, when you know that it's real and you've experienced it and you do it and we've done it and we have evidence and all the stuff that, you know, SRT has accomplished, we're not just saying things from our own opinion behind a desk because we just think that's what it is and we're going to just put our name on it and we're going to brand it and we're going to write a book and we're going to just sell it and we're going to go away with it. We've got, you know, 80% facts to the 20% that we'll just throw out there to help people piece things together. But the meat, the core of what we do and have are of truth. And it's so frustrating when you have people that will still look at you and say, I don't believe that. Okay, so basically you're calling me a liar. This photo that we have showed you, you don't believe it. So did we make it up? Did we Photoshop it? What are you truly getting at? And that's the part that I have a hard time because you come to the point in this game where you're past all that stuff. You know the truth. And you're just moving forward to continue to try to do the best you can to help people and learn along the way. But when you get these trips like this and people that just kind of come out from nowhere and just blindside you, it's frustrating to deal with them. Then there's the ones that know nothing about anything other than what I can steal from somebody who does know it, and I'm going to cash in, and I'm going to make money, and I'm going to do all those things, but I really know nothing. That's the frustrating part to me, and I think having this show, at least to our loyal listeners out there, will see that this is how we truly feel, that, you know, we can laugh, we can do a lot of different stuff, but when it really comes down to it, we're doing a life-altering events, you know, that what we do with when we talk about this stuff, knowing that there'll be repercussion for what we're doing and how we're saying it and getting the word out there. And it's just frustrating that more people aren't grasping it other than getting their ears tickled for an hour. And that's the part that is frustrating to me.
Well, and I think that's part of the reason why towards the end, and we'll be honest, we were burned out. We were frustrated. We may have continued beyond what we were supposed to be. We maybe needed a break. I don't know if I could do this every week, maybe once a month to see how people feel about it. And it made me think about that article for the police officer, and I'll cut and paste and send it to you. After they fixed her broken nose and the broken sinus thing and bandaged her up, she went home. She gave her canine some food and put her in a crate so she could rest. And then she said, and I went and took a shower. And I washed the blood off of me. And I watched it swirl down the drain, not knowing if it was his blood or my blood. And if you see the picture, she was a bloody mess.
Huh.
And then she said, and I'll get some rest, and I'll feel better, then I'll go to work tomorrow. And I thought, you know what, that's a warrior mentality. That's kind of the thing that hit me over the weekend. I don't know if the struggle is we've tried to fit in to be normal and be accepted. I don't know what the struggle is. And if any of our core listeners who will listen to this want to offer suggestions, they can go to supernaturalresponse.net and contact us.
Absolutely.
It comes down to being who you are. You just got to be who you are. If you're a warrior, be a warrior. If you are, you know, if even in my case, I'm a little bit older, maybe I don't see myself that way, but my body sometimes feels that way. But the point is, in the Bible, they were warrior priests. They were guys that were servants for God in the temple, but fought. Maybe this time of change for me, I'll just say for me, I'm not going to say it's for anybody else, is getting back to basics. Who was I called to be, and am I willing to do it no matter what the cost?
Huh.
Am I willing to get back to basics? Am I willing to focus on the calling and do what he needs me to do, not what the world wants me to do, not what business partners want me to do, not what family members want me to do? Because let's face it, anybody, when they know what I do and they believe it, they've seen it, they've been around me, they don't want me to do it. They think it's dangerous. They think something will go wrong. I don't. I know God will protect me, and I know we've been in some really scary situations where, like in Kansas, he sent a higher rank of angels in to deal with it. But the point is, am I willing to pay the price to do what I was called to do, to make way and prepare for the return of the King? And I looked at my wife last night, and I looked at her, and I said, hey, for the last 7 months, I've tried to be something I'm not. I'm going to be who I'm called to be. I'm a warrior priest for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Amen. And I think, I'll say this, I feel the same way. These 7 months have been a refinement for all of us to expose some areas that need to be taken care of, to do the right thing. As I get these things and these visions and these dreams, that when they surface, yes, it's an attack from the enemy, but I also got to learn to say, maybe I need to repent of that. And maybe that's why you're showing me, I'm being shown this, you know, 25, 30 years later. There's so many things that it could possibly be. But I do feel this, we need to do what we're called to do, because that's who we are. And I don't know if we're ready to retire as SRT, obviously, you know, we're not jumping out there to want to take every case that, you know, somebody has a problem and like, can you guys come out? No, we've definitely passed that point. But I think we'll always have that hunger to do that. As far as the show, you're right. You're absolutely right. Is this something that we're doing this show because we're expressing how much we care about our listeners, where we are? Maybe they can offer some suggestions. Maybe it's something that it's once a month. Maybe it's a once a month recap of how you're doing and how we're doing and what we've learned to share. And maybe it goes that way. There's so many different ways we can do this. I just don't think the end is really the end, but a transition into the next phase of our life, of what we're going to do, making moves, doing things, relocating. There's so many different things that are happening that is still geared all toward what we're doing, because that's when the venture has started. I mean, for me, it's the early 2000s into the wave of the paranormal investigating and going through that, and then to be part of SRT and to learn and grow spiritually, that's just was the next transition that I needed to go through. And then, of course, now as I'm coming into that third quarter of the game and going into that fourth and final quarter, where am I going to go and where is my position going to be for what we do with SRT? How can we execute and how can we all be powerful pieces for the kingdom? And that's really what it's all about. So let me ask you this question. When you had mentioned about, you know, being accused and stuff like that, or is that so out of the ordinary that you believe that was to get to you?
But we've been doing it too. We've seen mistakes. We've had experience brought up. We've had all these things happen that over the last couple of months, why am I being taken back to that old house, that old apartment? Right. What are you showing me? And I've been trying to write them down and keep track of them. And some of them I'm getting, some of them I'm not, but while the enemy is dredging up all this sludge, they don't realize that they're giving us information.
Exactly. I get
that. They're showing us the open doors. They're showing us the hooks. They're showing us the little things that they have played on us before. And they just don't understand that they're giving everything away.
I say that because I'm blown away, because it's for the past few days, it's happened to me too. Being shown things that I asked to be forgiven for decades ago, and I thought it was done. Obviously, you know, I repent of it, I move on. But it seems like it's resurfacing
and
back.
You know what? I know that intellectually. I know that it's under the blood and he's forgotten it. I know it's the enemy accusing me. But this is the revelation I've had. I haven't forgiven myself for doing it.
Hmm. Gotcha.
Especially during the time when I was saved, that the mistakes I've made and how badly I feel like I let him down and how heartbroken I was. It's me. I need to deal with the fact that A, I did them. B, he knew I was going to do them. C, he forgave me anyway. And the only person reminding me is the accuser of the brethren.
Huh. It's so crazy, because it is like clockwork. It's like, wow, you really gathered all that information through all these years just to throw it back at me. That's just amazing that they go out of their way to build that discovery package on you. It's just...
Here's what I think they do. Oh. Here's what I think they do. It's the familiar spirits that have known us since the day we were born. They live outside of time. They have our file. They know what they've caused us to do, inspired us to do, they've seen us do, and they just repeat it. It's no effort on their part. Those are our familiar spirits.
So it's not, essentially, it's not what they're saying to us like they did anything great, although, you know, we may look at it and say, wow, that's really cold that you did all that to throw that in my face. But you're right. It probably took little to no effort for that, but yet they come in a way that it almost seems so strategic that you give them credit for being strategic, but really, in essence, they're not. It's like a magician.
Being like, themselves, right.
Right, yeah. It's, wow.
See, that's for me, that's what this eclipse for me, if it had a meaning, is strengthening my resolve and my commitment to his will in my life, awaiting his change in his time. You know, karma is just a counterfeit for sowing and reaping. We reap what we sow. So
absolutely.
Have I sown into the kingdom? Yes. Is my commitment to the kingdom? Yes. Then I will reap a harvest in his time, which means the harvest is completion, whether for me or for the kingdom. This time has been a redirect of my commitment to his calling in my life, a fine-tuning of the kingdom perspective, if you will. Breakthrough isn't dependent upon me. Breakthrough is dependent upon him. I'm not going to say we're going to do this again. I'm not going to say we're not. Right now, I'm leaning towards maybe once a month or maybe whenever there's a need. I felt like there was a need to remind people of what we said about Lilith and then to tie it all together. But it's getting really, really dark. We've done our best to shine the light to help others find their way. But now we're in the middle of it. Chaos has come. For those that want to listen, we appreciate you. You want to support what we do, you can go to supernaturalresponse.net, firefalltalkradio.com. But if nothing else, just keep us in your prayers. God bless.